have you heard about the 2018 study that showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? No? Well, now you have. I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual, the company making traceability the new standard in the supplement industry. I remember staring at my prenatal vitamins and finding all these things I was trying to avoid. High amounts of heavy metals, synthetic colorants, and unnecessary ingredients. So, at 4 months pregnant, I quit my job and started Ritual because I believe that all women deserve to know what they're putting in their bodies and why. I'm so proud of our prenatal vitamin. The ingredients are 100% traceable. It's third-party tested for microbes and heavy metals and recently received the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. You see, we trace like a mother because, let's be honest, no one cares quite like a mother. But don't just take my word for it. Trace for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey, what's going on?
What are you guys up to?
Oh, a little weed, you know.
It's the Weedsman Podcast Nugget.
Zippity what?
Ready to drop the bass? Let's drop the bass.
Whoop-de-doo. What does it all mean?
All the random stuff that didn't fit in Friday's show you'll find here.
Oh. Okay.
Hey, man. You got a joint?
Put a little bit of reefer I smell on your board.
What that mean?
Please, give me my weed, all right?
Well, they got nuts for me. Actually, the only open windows I have right now are in my bedroom because it's upstairs and it always gets really hot. And I close the door to have a little privacy while I record, and the cats are going nuts.
Yeah, I do that in the morning when I do my radio show and hear Rory having a fucking heart attack outside the door. Cats got FOMO, man. FOMO is built into cats.
They are, yes, they are the originators of
nature
FOMO.
Passed out FOMO. Cats got all of it.
They started this shit.
Like, oh my God, you're doing something and I might not be around to see it.
Like, I think dogs get a little bit of it too, but dogs are easier to distract.
Yeah, I was gonna say, dogs can get easily, you see a bright shiny thing on the way to the FOMO and they're done.
Yeah, cats, they are locked onto that closed door until they find out what's on the other side, even though they know. It's the combination of not having really good object permanence and also having FOMO. So you're like, well, what if there's something else behind that door now? I don't know.
Yeah, like today I'm in the shower and I'm thinking Mandy's coming in the bathroom because it sounds like somebody's opening the door. No, it's just Rory trying to turn the fucking knob.
Or does she get up and fuck with the knob?
Oh, yeah. She's been doing that since forever. She figured that out when she was a kitten. Like, hey, if I fuck with this round thing, eventually I can get in the room. She started by figuring out how to open a non-closed door. She figured out leaning forward can get her in. And ever since that, she's just built on that.
Oh, just putting some pressure on it. If it's not latched all the way, she can... She's learned to open it up.
Yeah, just leans forward. And then if she can't get in, that's when she starts, like, you'll watch her, like, batting at the doorknob.
Yep. See, now those are smart cat moves. My cats only do the dumb ones. They always go for under the door. That's surefire failure because you're just, if the door's not latched, you're going to latch it by shaking the door like that. And it's never going to open that way.
Oh, no. Trust
But it does get the attention. You know, you stick the paw under the door, you rattle that thing a couple times. They can make quite a bit of noise.
Oh, trust me. When all hope is gone. When it's closed and she knows it, that's when we start seeing the paw. When she knows all of her tricks aren't going to work, that's when... You start hearing the claws, and she's trying to reach under the door. Like, I know you're in there. It's like a bad horror movie.
Yeah. anticipation of opening my windows to my neighborhood spurned my latest, probably unnecessary purchase, but I'm very pleased with it. What's that? Yet another set of headphones. The last thing that I really need.
Right.
I've got headphones everywhere. I'm wearing a set now for recording. I'm looking at the ones that I have, not for recording, but for mixing. And I have Bluetooth headphones. I have a pair of wired headphones as a backup somewhere around here. I've got gaming headsets all over the place.
Do these headphones block out your drunk neighbor?
They do.
Aha.
I was jealous of my kids' Bose noise-canceling headphones, and I also wanted something that I could rely on, a good quality signal for calls, because being remote workers now, we there's a lot of conference calls and stuff. And it's not only now just the quality of my voice coming through, but being able to hear everyone clearly, you know.
You're like, man, and my kids can ignore the fuck out of me with these headphones. I got to get a pair.
Yeah.
They haven't heard a word I said in like 4 weeks.
No, I have to like, I can't knock anymore. I have to like, I knock and then knock again and then knock really loud and then open the door really slow. Like, okay, this is dad, I'm coming in. Yeah. And then I stick my arm in and wave it around. And then I hear somebody scream and I'm like, okay, well, I didn't know what else to do.
Right.
Or another good move is just to reach in with a hand and flick the light switch a couple times. That'll get their attention.
Why not just send them a text? Like, I know you're staring at your phone.
Oh, yeah. Sometimes that works, too. But, my kids have too many devices. I can't rely on them being on their phone all the time because they could be staring at a computer or an iPad or
TV. We don't have it all.
TV.
They don't... what's it called? They don't have keychain with their iPads and their iPhones.
Right. Yeah, I've got all my stuff linked, and sometimes I regret it. I'm like, I get a call, and it's coming from everywhere at once. I feel like, again, I'm in a horror movie or something.
No, I hear you, especially when we're recording, and somebody will call. Like, I'll see it on my phone, my iPad, and my Mac. Like, oh,
yeah,
neat. I forgot. I made this happen.
Yeah, I've shown them ways that they can, link up their devices and get all their communication streamlined, and they're like, why would I want to be more easier to get a hold of? Like, what's in it for me?
Yeah, it could be overload.
No, yeah, and I appreciate that.
Yeah, but you're also trying to prepare the kids for, hey, you're going to be working in a few years. It's going to be like this. You're going to have to have this. You're going to have to know how to do all this shit.
Yeah, but they'll also adapt to it real easy, much easier than we did.
Well, yeah, because they've had it since, school. Whereas for us, it was something that showed up we had to learn to use really quick. And really, the stuff for work really was, I look at it as it was stuff we were using for social media, and they've just now adapted it for the workplace.
And
things like messengers, shit like that.
I was never really strict about screen time with my kids, and it's actually become more liberal with it because I kind of fear that the kids who are being trained to reduce their screen time and, do more of what their parents think should be traditional character building activities are actually going to be at a disadvantage in our new society because, like it or not, that's the future. We can talk all we want about mental health in people and how devices affect us. But if we're going to talk about how we operate, this is how we're going to operate. And my kids have to be, fully bathed in that to be successful in the new world.
Dude, I was the ugly American yesterday.
Yeah?
I was editing a podcast on my Mac while playing golf against somebody on my iPad while talking to my friend and doing a text on my iPhone while watching TV.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm 41. what do young people do?
They're just tapped right in. They just get the jack in the back of the head. And they just plug in and their eyes roll back. They're like, I am the net.
I remember used to mock Z. I mean, Z was a pioneer in this respect. Because you go to his house and he's playing video games while he's watching
everything's
TV.
On.
Yeah, everything.
music's going.
Yeah, and the radio's on. I remember being like, dude, like, overstimulate much? Turns out he was just getting ready for the future.
Yeah. If you're not jacking in, you're jacking off.
Right.
Well, yeah, these headphones are going to allow me to tune out a lot better. I honestly, there was a component of my mental health that was tied to this because, you know, Bose products aren't cheap, and there's a lot of competitors out there. But you know, there's just not as many companies that are still putting an emphasis on sound quality. You know, Apple and their headphones and all the new buds from like Samsung and all this, they're all pushing the features, and nobody's really talking about sound. And you read reviews on this, and Bose is still coming out tops in sound quality.
See, I have been soured on earbuds because of the battery technology. Like, knowing that as of right now, it doesn't matter which ones you buy, you got like 2 to 3 years on the batteries tops before they stop holding the charge. I'm cool with headphones right now. Like, I got those Bose Beats 3 or whatever. Like, those things are fucking great. The pad started wearing. I just bought headphone covers. I don't give a shit.
Right.
Like, those things are a tank. At this point, they've lasted like 4 years.
Yeah, and I know that these are going to be limited in their lifespan. I understand that. And it's not like a normal set of headphones where you could still use them in any capacity.
Did you get the
once those batteries are dead?
Did you get the headphones or the earbuds?
I got the earbuds.
Ah,
and the thing, well, the headphones, they do have, even if your battery like completely goes shot on that. I mean, you're gonna not have Bluetooth and noise canceling capabilities, but you still have a nice set of headphones. You know, just a regular wired set.
Yeah.
So yeah, I get the advantages, and I almost went, but I just don't need another headset. I have too many of those, and I wanted something that I can, you know, be mobile with. And, you know, I'm constantly listening to podcasts, so I can just have an in-ear in and not have to have big clunky headphones on my head and get on my bike, you know, shit like that. But
I also like to think during coronavirus, they covered my ear holes. When I go to the grocery store, I got my mask, well, these I got my glasses,
definitely,
I got my big-ass headphones.
Sure. These definitely plug up your ear holes. The fit's kind of different on it because they don't, like most earbuds, just shove into your ear hole and, you know, plug in basically with a vacuum seal, which is something that I've never really enjoyed about in-ears. These kind of cover the ear hole. It's a bigger, wider piece on it, so it doesn't go into the hole. It kind of covers over the hole. And then there's this wing in the back that nestles into the curvature of your ear. And so when you put them in, you kind of twist them and lock them into your ear. And it takes a couple times to get used to, but they do lock in really well. I was out on my bike earlier today. I've been moving around and up and down the stairs, and I haven't had one pop out on me.
I've read about these Bose is the same. It's like, hey, if you're already going to drop the money you're going to drop for AirPods, drop 50 more bucks and get these.
Yeah. I'd say it's well worth it. Because again, you know, the AirPods, they're going to shove directly into your ear. I don't really like the way that the AirPod design, you know, I had the, once they switched over to that design, they started doing all the wired ones like that too. And I had those and I could not get them to stay in my ear, you know, consistently.
Yeah, AirPods, AirPods in my world go down as one of Apple's biggest disappointments. The first 2 years I had them, I loved them. I was telling people, this is the best shit Apple's ever invented. Holy shit. And then at 2 years, just start randomly disconnecting.
Really?
Yeah, one of them would start draining really quick. Another one, now they don't hold the charge. Now if I put them in, within 5 minutes of putting them in, one of them's going to randomly disconnect. So I haven't used them in like a year and a half.
Well, these Bose in-ears are actually designed for iOS. So there's a special app that you use to pair it, and I can even from that app connect to other devices. So I pair it with my iPad and my computer, and I can just open up my phone and say, connect to this one.
Nice.
And just like the AirPods too, when you open these things up, they connect automatically. You don't have to hit any combination or do a special touch on it. It just, you open it up, they connect, you put them in your ear, they start playing. You take them out of your ear, they stop playing.
Now, again, in love with all the technology, love it on paper. Like, once I hear nano battery, whatever it's called, technology has progressed a little more, I'll go back to earbuds. Cause trust me, it is kind of clunky having to carry around headphones.
Right.
You know, but you know, I got a hard case for them and all that. But still, I mean, it's
well. Sorry.
Come on, technology, let's go.
I got a frog in my throat that I can't get.
Anticipate
out.
My needs, technology.
It's the battery technology is holding a lot of things back right now, and we're gonna see that in the near future, like start to accelerate quite a bit.
You tell me one of these batteries the last 10 years, I'll buy you that shit tomorrow.
Yeah, that's what we're gonna be looking at, and then you're gonna really see a whole new slew of wearable devices, and probably more implantable devices that people will be willing to get.
Yeah, dude, I want the option to leave it somewhere.
Yeah. But, I mean, now
I sound like I'm going to be on a true crime documentary at some point. Well, I want the option to be off. If I want to be off the grid, I want that option. You implant shit in you, that option never goes away.
Yeah, I want the scene of me on the run from the FBI is me like smashing a cell phone on a rock, not trying to dig a microchip out of the back of my neck.
Yeah, right. Yeah. If I've got to evade the law, I'm just going to throw this thing over a bridge and keep going.
But, you know, back to the headphones, that noise canceling technology was really what was sealing the deal for me on this. And, you know, like I said, it actually is like a mental health thing for me because I spend too much time being frustrated by my neighbors when I shouldn't be. I mean, I know that I'm overly sensitive to certain sounds, and you know, I'm probably way more annoyed than most of my neighbors. I'm sure they just kind of accept it, and they probably live a healthier life than I do, and not being frustrated at things that they can't really control. So this is how I get the control back, you know? So the other day when my neighbor started up his insanely loud car, I put my headphones on, I went outside, I looked at the car, and I just dialed up the noise cancellation and smiled.
I hate those motherfuckers. And for me, they're not so much in the neighborhood as I hear them going down the street.
Yeah, they're in my neighborhood. And
trust me, I'm friends with a lot of these guys. Like, I've never understood it. I don't understand it. I guess it's something that probably tickles their alpha male bone.
Yeah.
Other things do that for me, so I get it. But yeah, I've never understood, like, especially where we're from. You'd think I'd understand it, but I don't understand it.
No. Yeah, no. My neighbor, they've got, like, a huge truck. I mean, this thing is, I don't even know how big the wheels are on this thing. It looks like a fucking monster truck. And it's got, like, I don't know, like no muffler on it, I guess. But it definitely has, like, probably at least $300 to $500 worth of subwoofers in the back of it. So that's nice. You know, that's where they spent all their money and effort.
The old singer of my band apparently bought a monster truck.
Yeah.
Dude, he got himself... He went to school to learn how to program video games or whatever. He ended up getting a job with a company that's developing some kind of slot machine where you can order drinks or something from it.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. So he came back to Michigan apparently a couple of years ago, and I saw a picture of the truck that he bought. It literally looked like he bought a monster truck. I mean, part of me was like, good for you, man. Like, you know, that school worked out for you. Because, yeah, he lives out in, like, Needle. Or he lives out, he used to live out in, like, Southern California. Now I think he lives more in Nevada. Like that, but, yeah, bought a monster truck. He's one of them dudes. Remember, he had this Jeep that he started it up, and you could tell, like, the look in his eye, he was erect every time he started that thing up. And fucking rev the gas a couple times. Trust me, all, like, I was the minority. Like, a bunch of the guys I ran around with in high school, a bunch of the guys I ended up being in a band with, all gearheads. A lot of my family members, all gearheads. Me, not gear. Well, a different kind of gear, but not definitely not their kind of gear.
Yeah, I mean, I've learned out of necessity quite a bit about cars, and now I actually do a little bit of work with cars as part of my job. It's almost impossible to do any kind of design work in the Detroit area and not work on somebody's car. And
you're working on a trust me, you and I know a lot of you. If you're not working on a car, you're working on a part of the part of the car.
Yes, exactly. So, you know, I know cars. I understand cars. I still can't stand. I mean, I wish I didn't have to own the car that I have. I don't get the. I mean. I understand part of the idea of personal freedom that is tied to America and vehicles. I get it. I just don't really participate in it. But then that extra level of my car says something about me, my car means something, my car, you know, is special, and I want to sink money and time into it. I'm like, I don't get any of that shit.
No, point A to point B.
Yeah.
That's, to me, what a car is for.
And yet we live in the Motor City, or, you know, in the area, in the Metro Detroit area.
We live where the Motor City used to be. I mean, that's a reputation, but all that manufacturing left in the late 80s and early 90s.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot, NAFTA. What? Thanks a lot, UAW, as well. But we're getting into another
little
podcast. So I accidentally stole some beef the other day.
You stole beef.
Yes. I actually just stole some stew beef from Kroger. Sorry, Kroger, the other day. I shopped there enough. You have enough of my money. I just went and I was, you know, and I just went and grabbed some shit for dinner, and I was just super high. Like, and I rung up, like, the gravy and the onions that I bought, and for some reason, I just pulled out the stew meat and put it in the bag. Didn't swipe it for some reason.
Yeah.
And when I went to pay, it was like, please remove. It did something. And the person who, you know how the U-scan, you have one person watch over like six things.
Right.
Yeah, and the person knows, well, just it's a person who's been there a lot. So obviously recognized me and I go there a lot and just kind of did, oh, whatever. I don't know what the fuck's going on. Just cleared it out and let me pay.
And exactly. It was registering that your items didn't weigh right.
Yes.
And it was expecting a certain weight on the scale, and you had put another item on there. That's why the alert.
Yeah. And it was on Friday, so it was like 5 o'clock Friday, so that's a busy time for Kroger. So she just cleared it out. I was like, yeah, whatever. And as I'm walking out, I'm thinking about the total that flashed across my phone. I'm like, wait a minute. That's like $3. Yeah. This stew meat clearly is supposed to be 20 something, but I didn't think nothing. Oh, I did think something of it, but I'm not making any sudden moves. I'm about to get away with the caper. Like, I'll check the shit when I get in the car. And sure enough, I get in the car and look at my receipt, like, oh shit, I accidentally just stole some meat.
Dude, when I was married and we had young kids, you know, diapers are really expensive, and they're also a big item, right? So we'd go to Target a lot and get the diapers when they're on sale, and everything else. Like, my whole married life was furnished by Target. I can't believe how much money got spent at that place. But one day, we had the, you know, because you get the big box of diapers and it goes underneath the cart, right? In that little spot to carry large items. And we checked out, and as we were rolling the cart out to the lot, we realized, oh, we didn't pull the diapers out, and the person ringing us up didn't see it, and they didn't scan it, and so we just got free diapers. So then every time we went to Target, the diapers went in the same spot. And sure, a couple times we had to have an associate go, oh, you got something in your cart? Oh, wow. Ah, forgot about the diapers. Yeah, thanks for reminding us. But most of the time, we rolled out of there with free diapers.
Had that diaper grift going on?
We had the diaper grift going on, and we did it shamelessly because diapers are just fucking expensive and we were struggling.
I know it's
wrong, but whatever.
My friends with kids.
Target's still around.
Yeah, exactly. My friends with kids. Well, it's funny. My friends with kids, those days are long fucking gone. I got motherfuckers who have kids in high school now, and you're one of them.
Yep.
But yeah, it's my godson's going to be a senior next year. Like, yeah, like the son that our drummer had when he knocked up his girlfriend when we were on the band is like a sophomore. Like, so yeah, I mean, like, those days are long gone. But yeah, definitely, always heard diapers were fucking just the bane of a new parent's existence as far as your wallet went. Isn't that why they had parties where people bring you a bunch of diapers?
Oh yeah, that's pretty much all we wanted. We were just like, just diapers, that's fine. Because yeah, I mean, it's never ending, right?
Oh yeah,
like you find yourself just looking at your kid and going, stop shitting, just stop. No.
How is there still more in there? You are like 18 inches long. What the fuck?
Yeah. I'm sitting around like thinking about trying to invent some kind of Rube Goldberg baby cleaning device or, you know, maybe a portable toilet thing that I can just strap to its ass. What about we just stick a tube up there?
Yeah, what about a series of tubes and some type of funnel?
It's basically just like a colostomy bag, right? That's fine. How is a colostomy bag any less dignified than a diaper?
Right. I mean, yeah, a colostomy bag, at least you just remove it and... colostomy bag be cleaner for the baby. Yeah.
Right. It would never... the shit would never even touch its delicate little cheeks.
They'd stay rosy and pink till they got potty trained.
Yeah. Cut to my kids on some, you know, weird HBO sex documentary talking about how they like to take 22-inch dildos up their ass.
Whoa, what?
Don't know where it came from.
Oh, yeah. Your diaper device.
Mm-hmm.
I've been a fan of ass play since a really early age.
Yeah.
I don't understand it.
Yeah. Are we over the peak yet on the tennis shoes thing?
What do you mean?
Like
sneakerheads?
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Well, yeah, the Satan shoes.
What's happening?
Right? Lil Nas X has black and red Satan shoes that have a pentagram on them. They're look to be a series of 666. Say Luke 10:18. I don't know what that means. Some sinister Bible verse, no doubt.
Sneakerheads are only going to get worse.
And apparently, this has a drop of blood. Whose blood is this?
Satan's. Come on.
Some workplaces encourage employees to donate blood as an act of charity, but six workers at Mischief, spelled MSCHF, because we don't like vowels anymore.
Yeah.
A quirky company based in Brooklyn that's known for products like toaster-shaped bath bombs, that's actually pretty good, and rubber chicken bongs, offered their blood for a new line of shoes.
Okay. Young people spend their money on stupid shit.
When asked who collected the blood, Mr. Greenberg, who is one of the founders, said, not medical professionals. We did it ourselves. LOL. Great. So you might have an AIDS shoe.
Yeah. We get them AIDS shoes. Oh, isn't Lil Nas X gay? Come on.
Oh, yeah. No, that wasn't it. That was not a gay dig. I wasn't thinking of that.
No, I was just...
But good catch.
To be careful nowadays.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's kind of funny how when Lil Nas X was dressing up as a cowboy and romping around, everyone's like, we support gay rappers. And then he starts dry humping Satan, grinding in his new video, and everyone's like, not that kind of gay.
Well, it's like, you know, the 50s and the 60s and the 80s all over again, right? I mean, you worship Satan, that's still going to stir up the suburban housewives. Doesn't matter what age. You bring Satan into the mix, people who love Jeebus are still going to let you know that they don't like it.
Yeah, although those people seem to be waning.
Oh, they're still there.
Yeah. Oh, they're still there, no doubt.
They're not closing any churches. I think they're being driven to just shut the fuck up. I think a lot of people are... We are becoming more increasingly secular, no doubt. But I think the people that are still loving them some religion are kind of just playing it close to the vest nowadays, too. It used to be the majority, now they're the minority.
Right.
What, they show up on election days.
Ravens accused of stealing groceries from Alaska Costco customers.
Uh-oh. Like they're Adam swooping. Carolla tomorrow.
Yeah. They're swooping down and stealing shit from people's carts.
They're not afraid of people.
They stole some dude's short ribs right from his cart. He says, I literally took 10 steps away and turned around. Two ravens came down and instantly grabbed one out of the package, ripped it off, and flew off with it. Well.
They are blackbirds, right? Where is this at?
In Alaska.
Oh, wow. Crazy Alaskan super ravens.
The guy said when he got home, he noticed that his other pack of ribs was pecked at by the ravens, and he was just going to cut out the parts that they pecked at and marinate it. And his wife was like, no.
Yeah. A wild animal has penetrated your meat. It's over for you. You're not eating that meat. Although he's like an Alaskan, you know, up in Alaska. I mean, how much urban life is there up in Alaska? There's probably some dudes. That guy's wife wasn't around. He's eating that meat.
I think the portion of Alaska that could be defined as urban has to be like 1%.
Because what's it? There's Fairbanks. There's Juneau.
Yeah. But have you ever looked at how huge Alaska is on the fucking map?
Yeah, it's like the size of half the country.
Yeah.
We never think of it like that because, you know, it's always got its own little box. And it's not relative in size.
It's never shown proportional. Yeah, we think of it as a state, you know, about the size of Wisconsin.
And it's more like the size of like four Wisconsins.
Rick Sinnott, a former wildlife biologist with the State Department of Fish and Game, was quoted in this article. He says, decades, they've watched people in parking lots of grocery stores with all this food. They know what a piece of fruit looks like in a grocery cart because they've seen it on the ground or seen it in a garbage can.
Yeah.
Or they just know food when they see it.
There's so many. You type in Alaska relative map. You could get all of Iowa, Illinois, Wisconsin, most of Missouri, most of Kansas, two-thirds of Nebraska, half of South Dakota, and a quarter of North Dakota, all inside Alaska. And if you count how far the Aleutian Islands stretch, they would go from Oklahoma to San Francisco.
But is that the name of the islands that are kind of coming off of the Alaska?
Yeah, that little spike, I guess you could say, the lower left hand of Alaska. Those are the Aleutian Islands. Oh, yeah, shit. And then apparently there's even part of it that would stretch down from the Missouri-Tennessee border all the way to Jacksonville, Florida, for this little southeast piece of Alaska. No shit. And their birds will steal your food. Gangs of Raven, Jack and Food. What's next? Cars? Your kids?
Nature's starting to fight back. It's going to be an M. Night Shyamalan movie.
Dude, a bunch of birds started coming at me. I'd be fucking... Dude, I'm out.
If the birds are organized, it's over.
It's true.
You know, honestly, like, if all the wolves in the world got together, they couldn't do jack shit. They could mount a nice attack, but we'd eventually wipe them off the face of the planet. But if all of the birds organized, or really even just, it wouldn't even take, like, all the birds.
Yeah, just if things that can fly organized.
Or not even that, like, if all the ants in the world organized, they could take us out, too.
That's a lot of fucking ants.
There's a lot of fucking ants. They outweigh us by a considerable amount.
Damn.
They just have to learn, like, they have to learn how to combine, like, Voltron. You know, it's a...
One big ant being. It's just billions of ants.
That's how they would do it in, like, the old comics or the cartoons. Somebody would be made out of, like, a bunch of bugs. They'd all, like, form together into one being.
Bug man.
Doesn't really work that way. I don't understand. And then it would talk, like, have a mouth. Like, the thing from, wasn't that the Nightmare Before Christmas? That main villain guy was just a burlap sack full of maggots.
Sure. I haven't seen it.
You never saw that?
No. It sounds like something somebody probably tried to watch of me in high school, and I was like, hey, I'm bored because I'm in high school.
Yeah.
The fuck is this? Now I guess you watch it in high school to be ironic, or you pretend to actually love it because it makes you, I'm so goth. Is that still a thing?
Oh, yeah. I think it's coming back.
Or no, what is it now? The emo? Or what is it? Goth turned into emo. What is it now?
I think they're going back goth.
Oh. Does that mean Bob the Sad Clown's going to get a career resurgence in his 70s?
I know a lot of people that I've seen in on Twitter are starting to look like goth ravers.
A lot of people are going to be getting into Bauhaus and New Order. Well, not so much New Order. Oh,
depends. Not quite goth, but there's going to be some... I guess there's some announcement from My Bloody Valentine. And... there is a picture from Kevin Shields, the main person behind the whole project, that was taken from a recent tour. I've never seen My Bloody Valentine's live. I mean, Kevin Shields could be standing right in front of me, and I couldn't tell you. And not that I'm not a fan of the music. It's just like they're one of those bands that never really did a whole lot of press. They had a handful of albums that got a lot of attention, then they just kind of disappeared into their own assholes in the studio. And we're always, like, very secretive. Like, Kevin Shields was very secretive about his recording techniques. He didn't want anyone to steal his ideas, basically.
I remember guitar magazines rubbing their balls and then being underwhelmed when I finally heard it.
Yeah. I mean, he wasn't doing anything astounding. It was more the way that he was mixing the guitars and making everything so guitar-forward.
Mm-hmm.
And other than that, it's just layering and not being afraid to lean on your whammy bar while you're strumming.
Yeah.
Something that most people avoid, but gives that gives the My Bloody Valentine that kind of signature, that, you know, an MVV song doesn't so much groove as pulse.
Yeah, it's fair. Fair assessment.
I guess Michael Imperioli is really into My Bloody Valentine. He was all geeked about the announcement on social media.
He's like the right age for that.
I guess so. It's just, you know, you typecast people and, you know him as Michael, as Christopher from The Sopranos, and you just think, oh, he's just some greaseball.
Yeah, I bet he eats more than Italian food, too.
Yeah, probably. He's probably not eating meatballs right now.
Yeah.
And most of the time.
Although he's smart, he got in on the whole rewatch podcast trend.
Oh, yeah.
Him and somebody else are doing a Sopranos rewatch.
Yeah, but all I could think about was like, hey, Tone, we're going to start a band. We're all going to wear baggy clothes and stare at our shoes. It's like a thing.
Said nobody ever in Staten Island.
Yeah. Christopher actually was kind of the weird one. He was the one who wanted, in The Sopranos, he was trying to get some kind of horror movie made. Like he had this idea of like legitimizing a part of the mob business by getting into producing. And he got all up his ass about the script that he was, that he was writing as well. And everyone's like, what are you doing with this shit? So he would totally be the one to be like, oh, I'm really into this band.
So he's trying to be like motherfucking Chili Palmer. When he tried to, go straight.
I've heard the name, but I don't know who that is. That was a gangster?
No, the Get Shorty movies. The Be Cool.
Oh, like, right.
Get Shorty, Be Cool.
Right, right, right.
And then what was the third one? Was there a third one?
I don't remember. You ready to get into the show?
Yes. And I'm trying to find out if there's like a Get Shorty 4.
Well, there is the TV show, right?
I just discovered there's one. Oh, just one sequel. Be Cool.
Yeah. I don't think I ever saw that one.
Had The Rock in it playing a gay guy. Andre 3000 was in it. Cedric was in it. It was entertaining. Oh, I see what I did there. I didn't even mean to do that.
Seriously?
I'm hitting this cartridge, man. It's a good cartridge. I enjoyed watching that movie. All right. Here we go. Oh.